the Yosef Ascharin. Mashma Baya was there that they forced the master to free her now and let her become a Baschirin. And the Yomer Rav Nachum by Yitzchak Minin Hefka Nogabo. The reason was because before this she was like Hefka. In other words, she couldn't marry a Jew, she couldn't marry an Eved, so therefore she didn't have any husband, so she was like a Zayna then. So you see, to stop her from doing like Znus, we have a right to free her. So here also then, if you had this Omer, how come Abaye said not to free her? So Gemara says, no, what does one case have to do with the other case? I'll tell you here, it's better. Hosom, where this Omer was half freed, so here it's worse. Because loy li eved chazia, v'loy li ben chayrin chazia. She can't get married to an eved, an eved Yisrael, because she's half. She's half b'nei chayrin. Right, so you can't marry off to an eved. And v'loy li ben chayrin, she can't get married to a ben chayrin, because she's still chati shivcha. So therefore, since she can't get married to a husband at all, then nobody could watch her, so she had znus. So then there was a big tzarech, very important, to free her. In order that she shouldn't do this nus, she should have a husband. But och, over here, true you have this omer. But efshad de miyachid lo liavdei, o mantelo. That's lo, if you have an eved ivri, you're allowed to give her a shifra kananis if you have. So therefore, since she's only a total omer, there's a way out. You couldn't be miyachid to an eved. And then the eved would watch her. So therefore, it's not such a big purpose of freeing her. Therefore, Abaye said, you're not allowed to free her. Gufa, what we just learned before, that Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, kol ha-meshachar avdo, any Jew that frees his Eved Kenani, is over b'yesei, over nisarasei. Shenem, the Pasuk says, li'olam b'hem tavoidu, that there's a mitzvah to always work with them, and not to free them. Meisrei ha-bekasha, it says, ma'isab Rabbi Eliezer, once happened by Rabbi Eliezer, he once went to shul. He didn't find there wasn't a minyan there that day. There was only 9 people in shul. They wanted to daven the minyan. So what did he do? So he was meshacher as Eved Kenani. He had his Eved Kenani there. Mashma, this Eved Kenani has a loch like an isha. He's not mitar for a minyan. So they only had 9. So what he did was he freed his Eved Kenani. And now they had 10 people there, so now they daven b'minyan. So you see, you are allowed to free your Eved Kenani. So Gemara answers, mitzvah shani, when you're doing it, l'shem mitzvah, then it's mutter. Here we did it, l'shem mitzvah was mutter. So the question is, what does the mitzvah help? Still you're being over the Yisra Asay? Because we always say, mayuma hayesa mehayesa. We don't say, esi is doche another essay. It's only an esi is doche alav, not an esi an essay. So the Ritzvah learns here that what the Gemara means to say is that this Yisra Asay, not to free your Eved Kenani, is only an Yisra Asay midirabonin. It's not midiraisa. So therefore, when you want to do a chashuv mitzvah, tefillah b'tzibur, then you have a right, this essay is more chashuv. Even though tefillah b'tzibur is also not a mitzvah diraisa. There's no chiv midiraisa to daven b'tzibur, daven b'minyin. I think Rishonim say that even though there's no chiyuv to, but when you do daven b'minyan, you makayim the mitzvah sesei of a nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So when you do daven with the minyan, it's called you be makayim the mitzvah d'iraisa. So therefore, to be makayim the mitzvah d'iraisa, you have a right to go against this mitzvah d'rabbonin, not to free your Eved Kenani. Alright, turn over. Yeah, mitzvah shani. Other Rishonim learned that mitzvah shani means the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah barabim. A mitzvah that's done barabim, that's more chashuv. Like 10 people doing the mitzvah together, a mitzvah barabim is more chashuv. For that, you can be matcha the iser asay, not the free your Eved Kenani. Now, turn around about a word like this. Le'olam b'hem tavoidu. The pasuk says what you're supposed to always work with your Eved Kenani. Rishus. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, stam reshus, that means if you want to, you could. If you don't want to, though, there's no issa to free him. And Rashi says, the chiddush is, mishum nasib, because by the shiva samim, it says, you're supposed to kill them all out. So the pasuk has to tell you, if this guy is not from the shiva samim, then you're allowed to use him for an evet. But you don't have to, you could sell him, you could free him. We have Kiva Raymano Chayva. Kiva says it's a chayv. So Marin says, "V'dilma Reb Leza Savula command the Yom Rishus." His son, what was the old kash before upon Reb Leza that he freed his Eved? Maybe Reb Leza holds that it's only a Rishus. So Marin says, "Let's talk about it." Tanya Bedigos, we learn clearly. Reb Lezer, why mechayva? Reb Lezer says, no, it's a chayva. That was the kasha. Reb Lezer holds it's a chayva. That means you're not allowed to free your Eved Kanani. How is he able to free his Eved to make a minion? He's being over in Yisra Asay. So Teretz says, mitzvah shani. Whether we learn it because it's a mitzvah the Raisa, or whether we learn because it's a mitzvah the Rabbim, therefore this mitzvah to daven barabim, to daven barabim, was doicha this Yisra Asay, not to free your Eved Kanani. Omar Rabbi says, Bahani Tlosimili, for three averus like Nachti Balabatim in Hussein. The people lost the property, the rich people became poor. One aver was the Mafki Averetayo Licherusa, that used to free the Rebbe Kanani. In other words, we hold there, it's an Issa, it's a Chayvi, not allowed to. And they just freed the Rebbe Kanani for no purpose, so for that, they lost the property. Secondly, the Sayyid Nechsayyid Meshabata. Used to go on Shabbos and walk at the fields to see what they need. Used to look into their business on Shabbos. The third thing is that the Kaboyis of the Sayo b'Shabbat b'Yidim b'Medrasha. That there used to be a drosher in Shul. The Rav used to learn with them, and his excuse was, "I have to go home to have my Suda now." He made this man to eat a Suda the same time the Rav was given the drosher. So because of that, he became poor. Drashi. Kishachochem derish through droshes the rabbi Meshabbos, veim yeshu mesuda, voilem lahaktim or liacher. It's a tain upon them. They should have either eaten earlier or else wait till after the shear. But you don't have to make your suda the same time the rabbi's given the drosha. Some used to make an announcement. The rabbi's given the drosha today at 1 o'clock. So if you want to eat, you have to eat before you eat afterwards. If you make your zman suda 1 o'clock, that's another. The Yom Rabbi Chia Barab, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Shtei mishpachos hoyi b'shlayim. There were two famous mishpachos in Mishlayim. Achas kovos dosa b'shabato, v'yachas kovos dosa b'yara Shabbos. One made a suda on Shabbos, and some the wrong time, when the Rav made a drosha, and one made the suda on Ere Shabbos. U'shteyim nekrum, both were wiped out. So Rashi learns, b'yara Shabbos means b'leil Shabbos. V'ein kan kovos Shabbos. Dekayim malon kovod yoyim kovod l'kod l'ayla. Right, you only had enough money for one suda. So if you only have enough money for one big suda, you're supposed to make the suda by daytime on Shabbos, not at nighttime. Even though they had good intentions, that they wanted to have the suda at night in order to be able to be freed all daytime, still there was something wrong. And other people, actually, other Pshat Rashi didn't know that they made the suda mamash in Erev Shabbos. V'chein b'chol yoyim b'roiv oisher. Have a behind me iki surish yitnas Shabbos geshu sova v'letayva. But here was an issa. They made a big suda right before Shabbos, and that's not right. You're not supposed to have a big suda before Shabbos. You're supposed to come into Shabbos that you still have a taiva. You still have to want to eat the suda of Shabbos. Omar Rav, hamakdish avdo, if the owner of an eved goes and says, "Now I want to be makdishim," you should know yotz lecheres. What happens is this Eved now goes out free. Why? My time, what's the reason? Gufa eloi kodesh. To make the goof of the person kodesh, you can't do. And Rashi says, Shein roi, you can't use an Eved on the Mizbeach. You don't mean to be makdishim, to give him a kedushas bedek abayis. You can't put him into the binyan. So that's not what you meant to say, that he himself should become kodesh. Lidmei loy kamar. The other way, what you could have meant to say is, when you want to be makdish your Eved, you means, look, the Eved is worth $1,000. So what I mean to say is, let our sell, or the Hegdish could sell the Eved, and the money should belong to Hegdish. But you didn't say that. Versus that, we don't say you meant, because let the maid, like Kamar, you did not say that. So therefore, what did you mean to say when you makdish your Eved? What you meant to say is, to lehevei am kodesh Kamar, that he should be an am kodesh. He should be like a Jew. That's what he should be. So you meant to free him, therefore becomes out free. Rabbi Yosef Amar Rav, Rabbi Yosef on the name of Rav, that Hamafkir Avdo Yosecheres. If the master is Mafka, Stam makes him Hefka, he gives up his money matters, he's Yos Yosecheres. So man, the Yom Makdish, Kol Shechei Mafkir. Now the Chiddush is that by Makdish you just mean to say you want to make it free, for sure when you Mafkir him. But man, the Yom Mafkir, no, only Mafkir he becomes free. Avo Makdish Loi. Because Dumal is May Kamar, could be the master maybe meant to say he wants to make him Hegdish, means the value, how much he's worth, I want to give the value to Hegdish. but not that I meant to free him. Iboilihu. Get shichru alay tzorach. In such a case, where you're makdash or you're mafki your evid to say God free, does it mean you have to still write him and get shichru? Or just the fact you made him hefker instead it should be hegdish, is that alone enough? So Toshma coming here, the Yom Rav Chimarav and Yom Rav. Echad zeh v'echad zeh, yotzlet tzacheres, v'tzorach get shichru. As Rav argues on Shmuel, Rav holds that even though you're mafka, you're evid, that only helps to take off the money matters. But still, the Kinyan HaGuf Yisurim is still upon him, and you have to write him, give him over, get Shichra to free him. Omar Rabbi Rabbi says, Umasvinan HaShmaitan, I have a Kasha now, Shmaitan now. Oh, yes, the Kasha. That it says, HaMakdish, Nechosav, a man makes all his property Hegdish, for Ho you ben Avodim. And part of his property was that he owned an Eved Kanani, he owned Avodim. It says, Eina Gizborim Mishroim Loetzim Lecheris. The Gizborim now that takes over the Hegdish matters, they can't let him go out free. Abu Moichru Noisoi Liacherim. But this Gizbor could sell the Avodim to another person. The Acherim Loetzim Noisim Lecheris. And these other people could let him go out free. But I call upon him, you see clearly that when a person is Makdish is Nechosim, he meant to say the Avodim should also be Hegdish. So you see, you mean to be Makdish your Evid. Rabbi says, I'm going to say like this. Afu Noisim de Meyatzma of Yotzei. The Evid himself could pay the money to free himself. It's like he's selling it to him. So I call upon him as a Kasha and Rav. So Gemara says, Masnisim Karomas Alei de Rav. You warn me as a Kasha and Rav in the Mishnah. I tell you, the Klali is Rav Tano Polig. Rav himself has a locha like a Tano that he could argue on a Mishnah. So you can't slug up Rav on the Mishnah. In the Chanami, here it says that he does become Kaddish. It does have L'dmei. But Rav says, no, you mean to make him go out L'cheris. You don't mean to make him L'dmei. Toshima. With Ashna Pasik, Ach Kocherim, when you want to make something Hegdish, Kocherim, so with Meyodam, that means Elo Avodah Shvacha Sakananim. That a person could be Makdish is Avodah and Shvacha Sakananim. So you see clearly you can make it Hegdish. So verse says, no, Hokam Askinim, Diyomel Adimei. Here we're talking about that the Master said clearly, I want to be Makdish the value of my Yevit. But the Mariochi is so idachnami the Yomel Adimei. Maybe the Bryce before us is no Kasha and Rav, maybe. So it's talking about what the Master said clearly L'dmei. The Morihochi, if so, why does it say, Eina Gizbar Mishon Lassim Lecheris, Gizbar Ma'avir Atayu? If he only said L'dmei, he didn't mean to give over the Yevid, so what is the Gizbar doing here? He only meant to give the money to Hegdish, nothing more. For so, more than that, Avu Moichru Nois Nacherim, it says the Gizbar can sell to somebody else, what is the Cherim doing here? That the first Master never meant to be Makdish as Evid. He only meant to say the value of the Evid I'm giving to Hegdish. But not that the Evid now belongs to Hegdish. Vesu, Rebbe says, Reimer, and I say, Afu Naisin de Meyatzma, this Evid could pay his own money, the Yotze goes out free, Bevneishu Kumachla, it's like he's selling himself to Gizmur. For the more vila demei, mind of neishu kumachuloi. If it's all about demei, what is it got to do with machuloi? So that's the proof that we're not talking about demei. So if it's another kind, another raya, not like Rav. That's time when you makdish your evid, you also mean to makdish your evid. Toshma hamakdish avdoi says oisa v'yochosh lahikdish el adam. All right, let's stop here. Yeah. Again, the Gemara, the Aflamet Chesem Abayz, the bottom Gemara we're holding again. The Shaila was again, if you're Makdish Avdoi, when a person says he's Makdish, is Eved Kenani, what does it mean? Does it mean to say he goes out L'cheris, he means to make him like I'm Kaddish? Or do we say he means, no, he's Kaddish, L'dmei, that the value of him, like it's Kaddish, that belongs to Hegdish, Hegdish could sell him now. So the bottom line, next let's learn, Toshma coming here, says, HaMakdish Avdoi, if the owner, the master, is Makdish is Evid, so says Alocha, Oyser v'yoichel, that you should know this Evid now has the right to do work and eat like to use it. In other words, his Maisi Yadayim, whatever he does not become Hegdish. Shaloi Hegdish Elodomov, that the master was only Makdish the value of him. So Drashi, V'lo yom ela harehu Hegdish Ledomov, Vevi kekarko behema tumeya. It's like anybody wants to be Makdish behema or Makdish karka, you could do it.
There you see, if somebody is makdish, is avdoi, hitaka means that it's chal hegdish on it, just not that the eved is really kaddish, it just means l'demei, that he means to say like the value of the eved, the eved is hegdish for its value. So you see, not like before we said that Rav said, ha makdish avdoi is yosel echeris. So it's not like Rav. So Morin says, ha mani Rav